Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We'll get back to all of that. To talk to a man right now, though, we have a basketball game tonight, baby. We got Warriors, we got Nuggets, and what a rite of passage that James Wiseman gets to go through tonight. In Jokic, who is as skilled a big man, who can pull you out to the three-point line and cook you there. He's also got the best hands in the league. He is the best big man, assist big man we've seen in God only knows how long. And James Wiseman better bring the notebook, because he's going to school tonight against one of the best in the NBA. And we're happy to bring in Chris Marlowe, who does TV play-by-play for the Denver Nuggets, joining us here on Damon Ratto and Kolsky. Chris, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate you stopping on by today. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Glad to be on.
What an interesting team we have in the Denver Nuggets. Obviously, the run in the bubble. Jamal Murray was one of the breakout superstars, and I know that he's off to a nice start this year, but he's hardly picked up where he left off. However, Nikola Jokic has. And if we had to talk about who's the MVP of this league today, he is in that conversation. He is as good of a player as this team is, what, maybe ever had? I don't know if that's an exaggeration.
Well, Alex English is the greatest player the Denver Nuggets have ever had, and he's followed by David Thompson. But I think Nikola Jokic is on his way there. You know, he's certainly a star in the league. I think he's getting to the superstar status. I don't like to give that out to anybody. But, yeah, he's been carrying the Nuggets on his back for these first 11 games. The Nuggets have not really played well in these 11 games. They've beaten some teams that have been shorthanded. They've had a couple close wins. They've had some losses too, you know, where they've lost in overtime, a couple close losses. But, you know, it's an interesting scenario tonight, because you've got two teams that start off kind of slow, that have aspirations, that have great players, and it's going to be a really fun game to watch.
After a really slow start, the Nuggets have won four of their last six and lost one of the two games in overtime. Are you starting to see them gel the way you saw in the bubble, or is your sense that they're still going in fits and starts?
You know, it's just a different team than it was last year. The Nuggets have seven new players to add to the 10 that they returned. They lost three rotation players that, you know, were pretty good defensive players, kind of glue guys. And now they're integrating guys that have played, you know, rookies and guys that have played one or two years. And they just don't have the same experience level. So I think the challenge has been for Michael Malone. The starters have been pretty solid, but it's how to rotate the bench. What players to utilize, you know, how many starters to keep in with the bench. He's been playing Murray and Jokic heavy minutes through the first eight or nine games. Then they had a couple blowouts, so they got a breather. But I think organization and just all getting on the same page has really hampered the Nuggets. And I think going forward from here, they should be better as time moves along.
You mentioned the loss of rotation players, and obviously one of those guys is Jeremy Grant, who has been sort of a shock in the early going in Detroit. if the Nuggets knew he was capable of this, do you think he'd still be a Nugget?
No, I don't think so. They offered Jeremy Grant the same contract he got from the Detroit Pistons. And he felt that he wanted a much bigger role on the Nuggets. Well, with Jokic and Murray there, he just wasn't going to get that role. I like Jeremy Grant. I think he's a good player, maybe even a very good player. And what he's doing with Detroit is eye-opening. But you have to remember, Detroit, he's putting up really good numbers on a bad team. And there are lots of players that can do that. That being said, do I wish we had him? Yes. But we have a similar type player in Jamichael Green who has played really well for the Nuggets. And you'll see a lot of him tonight. He's big. He's strong. He shoots the three. Terrific rebounder. Played for the Clippers the last two seasons. Nuggets acquired him. And he's getting more and more minutes. He was out early with a calf issue. He missed the first four games and we went 1-3. So I think having him back, the Nuggets are also missing Michael Porter Jr. that's only played four games because of COVID-related issues. And Gary Harris has been out. So it's kind of been a mix and match. You know, sometimes in free agency you get surprised by someone. You would think Jeremy Grant would want to be a cog on a winning team, a team that went to the Western Conference Finals. But he wanted to have a bigger role on a lesser team in Detroit. And, you know, I wish him well. Do I think he should have made that decision? No, I think he should have stayed with the Nuggets. But, you know, he's doing fine right now.
Chris Marlowe, the TV play-by-play voice of the Denver Nuggets here on 95.7 The Game. Like you said, you are reluctant to hand out the term superstar because it's probably used a little too liberally these days. There were superstar performances from Jamal Murray down in Orlando. Who do you think he is as a player in terms of who he is today and the potential that he flashed and his potential to flash that night in, night out going forward? I don't know if you can be much better than he was down in Orlando. Is there an expectation that he will return to that, or was that maybe the mountaintop right there?
Well, let's see. Let's say we need a lot more flashing from Jamal Murray than he has given us so far this season. You pointed out he's got good numbers, not great, but good numbers. But he has not been the bubble Jamal Murray, and people are trying to figure out why. He's been passive in the last four or five games. He's had a couple of big games, games in the 30s, but he has just not been that passionate player that we saw in the bubble. I have a theory, and it's just my theory, but in the bubble, it felt like that he had taken the social issues and kind of imbued them into his body. I know that sounds weird, but he was playing with a spirit and a passion and a desire and a verve that really I haven't seen from any other Nugget player in my 15 years. Never seen a player play with that kind of emotion and passion. He was totally spent after every single game. And in addition to the games, he was doing a lot of the social activism and advocating for rights and wearing the shoes and getting to know the people that had been aggrieved. And so I'm not sure he was unhappy that the season came back so quickly. Maybe he wasn't ready to come back emotionally. He started off with a bad game. Then he had like five really good games, and now he's kind of drifted. I'm hoping tonight, and this is really one of the key for the Denver Nuggets, whenever they play a team with a superstar guard, you know, they need Jamal Murray to outplay Steph Curry tonight to win this game. Jokic has been fabulous. He's going to play at the triple-double level tonight. And he's going to carry the team as far as they can go. But if they want to get back to the Western Conference and maybe challenge the Lakers and go on and challenge for a championship, they need Jamal Murray to be the Jamal Murray that we saw in the bubble. I think he's shown he can do it. He's shown he can do it extended periods of time, seven games, another 40 against the Clippers in the close. But can he do it for a season? Will he get 20 tonight? I don't know. Would he get 30? Maybe. He could also get eight, but the Nuggets really need Jamal Murray, you know, to play like an all-star.
Chris Marlowe, TV play-by-play voice of the Nuggets. Thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it. How many times have you slipped up and called it the Pepsi Center by accident this year?
Twice. and as soon as I do, my producer, Scott Bay, gets on me. He comes out, no, the ball arena. You know, it's tough. You do an arena for 17 years, and all of a sudden they change it on you. But I'm glad we have the new sponsor. It's, you know, ecologically friendly. They make good stuff, and we're glad to have them.
Hey, really appreciate your time today. Thanks very much, and good luck but with not calling it Pepsi Center the rest of the year.
There you go. Let's hope we have a great game tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.